Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. You ready for this?
Oh, I'm very ready.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
You ready?
Three, two, one.
Now, here's a look at what's sunny across Central Florida on 105.9 Sunny FM. Here's your host, Michael Rafferty.
The 18th annual College Park Jazz Fest takes place on November 9th on Edgewater Drive from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. And here to tell us all about it is College Park Main Street Committee Chair Nick Sadul and one of the performers, Dave Kapp. Thank you both for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Appreciate it. Let's talk about the Jazz Fest, because I love it when, now I know some people don't love it when Edgewater's all blocked off, but I think it's very cool. It's like a giant block party. Let's talk about Jazz Fest.
This is our 18th year of Jazz Fest. As many people know, it's gone through many different iterations. We really kind of hit our stride when we had Tiffany headline several years ago. And from there, it's just kind of grown to our flagship program for the year for College Park Main Street.
And this year, you've got, 12 bands, three stages? You're packed.
We do. 12 bands. That's been part of the initiative for the committee since I've been chair. We went from 9 to, we are at now 12, three stages with kind of their own personal identities.
Oh, so each stage will have its own thing going on.
A little bit, yes. Yeah. So our main stage, and who I have here to my left, Dave Kapp, who's headlining our main stage, is kind of our rockin' Main Street main stage. Our south stage is kind of more of a jazz, pure jazz feel, where people will find kind of a more jazz experience. And then our rugby stage is more eclectic. Local bands maybe straying a little bit away from the jazz, but we've seen that that's bringing in younger people to come hang out and party with us.
And the bands, you know, is going to be simultaneous? Or is it going to be a big battle?
So we stagger them a little bit, but the stages themselves are at three different roads along Edgewater. So in our experience, there really hasn't been any complications with the sound. It also, on each stage, having its own identity gives us the opportunity to sell the VIP tickets, which are our tables where people can set up, bring their own accoutrement, and enjoy the party.
Right, and you can get these tickets online.
Yes, collegeparkmainstreet.com, and it's also really easy to find us, College Park Main Street, on Facebook.
Right, so if you go there now, what's the difference between a VIP ticket and just a regular old ticket?
Well, when I say VIP ticket, there are no VIP tickets. You can purchase a VIP table.
Ah.
So we set, if anybody's gone to College Park or Main Street's Jazz Fest before, people go out very early and set up almost like a living room setup to come hang out and party with us. We've seen disco balls.
Right, yeah. I even saw somebody brought a chandelier that they hung from the tree, and they were having their wine and they had their picnic baskets and their lawn chairs right underneath there. It's a really unique environment. And the cool thing about the College Park Jazz Fest is you can walk around to the different stages. Like, you can check out all the different bands. You're not just confined to one area. You can see the other, you know, the other performers on the other stages.
Right, and you've got food trucks, but the restaurants along the way will be sort of participating.
Absolutely. Yeah. So not sort of. They really do. And in fact, they all extend their hours. We're going until 11 o'clock. All of the bars and all of the restaurants and most of the shops stay open late that day to kind of encourage the party atmosphere.
All right, so now let's get to the point that, you know, most guys I know, I think about it. Where are we supposed to park? Where do you park?
Yeah, parking has always been an issue, yes. And I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to discuss it. There is no assigned parking for anyone. Dave, to my left here, can tell you, even as a member of the our headliner, there is no assigned parking even for him. So what we do, we recommend everybody to kind of get there early or ride a bicycle or walk if you live in the College Park area. Uber also, all of the roads other than we've minimized the entrance gates this year. So most of the roads will be closed, which gives a very easy opportunity for an Uber to drop you off right at a gate.
Right. That's a smart way of going, you know, because if you've ever tried to park there, it's not good.
Yes. Yeah. It's been bad.
If you get there early enough, you can find a spot on the street.
Well, if you bring in a chandelier, you got to get there early, you know.
Or a couch. We've had couches.
Make yourself at home, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
All right, let's talk about the performer part of it. Now, Dave, is this the first time you've been doing this Jazz Fest?
Oh, no. We've been doing it many years.
Ah.
Many years.
All right, so your band is called?
The Dave Capp Project.
Wow, okay, there it is. So, you know, Dave Capp Project.
Yes.
And what kind of music are we playing, Dave?
Well, you know, when we first started playing the Jazz Fest, we would do jazz, obviously. But, you know, what we discovered after a couple years is that people really want to dance. So we'll still do the jazz, but we throw in some dance tunes so people can dance, and they really appreciate it.
Just to speak on that, they've been with us many years. They've headlined our Dancing on the Drive, which is now called Spring Fest. But if anybody out there listening doesn't remember exactly who Dave Capp Project and when they were on stage, if you were on stage dancing, you were listening to the Dave Capp Project.
Yeah.
Dave Capp Project is one of those bands, local bands, that when you go to an event like this, you go, oh, those guys.
Exactly. Right.
Those guys are great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, so do that. Just go and point at Dave from the audience. It goes, those guys. And then he'll feel at home. Uh-huh. All right, so the proceeds this benefits the College Park Main Street organization. Talk about that, because it's really cool.
Yeah, College Park Main Street is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. The mission is to lead, champion, and inspire the development of College Park into a thriving community of actively engaged residents and businesses to create a rich quality of life for everyone who lives, plays, and works there. Obviously, that is the mission statement. What I can tell you that where it all goes to is to the beautification of Edgewater Drive and the surrounding businesses, as well as further events to make the community better.
Well, this year is going to be one thing. By this time next year, it should be really interesting with all the new development.
It is an exciting time. College Park is kind of a bungalow town sandwiched between two areas of explosive growth. Ivanhoe, as you can see with the yard, is growing at an exponential rate. And right to our west, we have the Packing District, which is also growing so fast that apparently when they mowed down all the woods, all their coyotes came over. I don't know if you've heard the debacle, but either way, College Park's really, really excited about it. We want to keep our soul intact while still growing, beautifying, and making College Park continue to be a great place.
Well, that was the thing, you know, when they talked about building all these apartments and condos and the thing. Some people were like kind of, it's going to ruin the feel of College Park. What do you feel about that?
Personally, College Park hasn't really done that much of the growth. Now, the Princeton's been in there. It's a beautiful building. But all the new stuff is really on Ivanhoe Row and in the Packing District. Now, when I know what you're thinking, I live in College Park and it's 0.4 miles away, so you can say it's the same area. But I mean, the reason why, from everything that I've understood, the reason why is just housing prices are so high that there's a big area where they can continue to grow. And it's such a desirable location to live in because of things like Jazz Fest. You can walk to a very great event that adds to the culture of Orlando from most of the front yards in College Park. Who wouldn't want to live there?
Well, if someone wanted to get involved in that, not so much the planning, well, maybe the planning, I don't know. But because people say, well, I don't know what's going on here. So much stuff going up and I don't understand it. An organization like yours, College Park Main Street, would be the place to be, right?
That's how I got involved.
Yeah.
I got involved specifically because I'm an attorney by day and I wanted to kind of get involved with the local community of where I lived. So I just started on the promotions committee, helping pick bands, and then worked my way up now to being on the board. And I would recommend anyone to track us down. It's really easy to message us on Facebook. We have four committees: promotions, organizations, economic vitality, and design. I hope I got the fourth one right. But either way, we have monthly meetings for those four committees. And we, especially on promotions, I encourage anybody with any ideas to come hang out with us, give us ideas, volunteer. I found that for somebody who's not maybe in elected office or something, it's a very direct path to being involved and making change.
Well, that's a direct path to being in an elected office, is doing something like this. Yeah, because you meet the people. All right, so what are the main top things we're going to know about this event?
So it is coming up. It's this weekend, November 9th, from 5 to 11. We have three stages. Our South stage is headlined by the Dave Capp Project, but we have Miss Jackie Jones, who's College Park royalty, legend, who will be there performing with us as well.
Isn't the legendary JCs also on the same stage?
So, yes, the legendary JCs, who everybody who listens, it is Ivanhoe Row or College Park, downtown music scene, Mills 50 music scene, they're constantly around. They'll be performing on our main stage as well. We have the Jerry Williams Band, the Eighth Note Collective, the Sideshow Revival will be headlining our rugby stage. Their leader, Michael Powell, you'll know him. He does acoustic sets throughout College Park all through the month. Then also our South Stages, we have a very cool Dr. Phillips music program that is going to be playing there. The Tarpon Springs Jazz Ensemble, they are Dr. Phillips Center's essentially Ellington High School genius jazz band. They are a huge collective, so if you want to hear some really fine-tuned, straight jazz music, they will be on our South Stage as well.
And this is going to take place in November, but in December, there's another event, Holiday on the Drive, which is sort of similar, but it's for Christmas.
Yes, Holiday on the Drive is kind of our gift back to the community. That one, we don't have any sort of donation that we ask for to get in. We don't sell any tables. We have Santa Claus. We have a train, elves, holiday music. In years prior, we've had snow that actually got a little bit out of control. So this year we will have snow, but it will be in the form of snow slides and snow flurries, not packing and throwing snow. But it's a great family event in December, and we recommend everybody come out.
And all the information is available on collegeparkmainstreet.com.
Yes, collegeparkmainstreet.com. You can find us at Facebook at College Park Main Street, which we then also have specific pages for each event. I recommend everybody follow those if they're interested at all in coming, because we have updates as to which acts we have, when the dates are, and we even post when our committee meetings are. So if anybody wants to come out and express anything to us, we're happy to listen.
And just to be fair, because I know the people that actually live in the area, I'm sure this is a stressful time as well. They go to the event, but then you have all this activity. What can we say to help them out, to be respectful of the folks that actually live on those side streets?
Yes, so it closes off Edgewater. The area that we close off, the direct area that's closed, doesn't have any residences other than condos or apartments. However, right outside, there are many. So we would just ask, if anybody is parking there, be respectful of people's lawns. Please be respectful of trash and garbage. A lot of people bring a lot of their own stuff, food, whatever, decorations, just, you know, have respect for the community that you're hanging out at. But to be honest with you, in the past, that's never been really one of our major complaints. Everybody seems to be pretty respectful and comfortable.
Oh, that's great. And, of course, the great music. And, of course, the best band that will be there will be, what is it called?
The Dave Cap Project. Yes.
Right, those guys.
I do want to say that Nick and the committee, they always do an amazing job each year. My group, we've played in several jazz festivals throughout the years. And this one is a special one because, to me, it's the most exciting jazz festival that we play at. You know, there's other jazz festivals that have, like, a venue here, a venue there, and, you know, it may go over the period of a weekend. But this is kind of a unique jazz festival because the stages are all on Edgewater. There's three different stages. And it's, to me, it's just the most exciting jazz festival that we play at.
It's just a lot of fun. Anytime you close off Edgewater, I've never been to one of those things where you're just not just having fun. And you get to walk around, you know, and just, you know, like you said, ride your bike. The weather should be spectacular.
It usually is. Yeah. That's why we kind of pick, it's close and it's a quick turnaround for the committee to go from the beginning to middle of November right to December for our next event. But it's worth it, in my opinion, because the last 3 years, the weather has been great. I think that's contributed to our success. I mean, as the weather breaks, who doesn't want to be out on a closed road hanging out, listening to some great music and having some really good food, too?
If you bring your couch, and when do you get to sit on Edgewater Drive on a couch, right?
Exactly,
right. So it's the 18th annual College Park Jazz Fest. It takes place on November 9th. It's a Saturday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. For more information, go to collegeparkmainstreet.com. That's collegeparkmainstreet.com. Well, Nick Sadul and Dave Cap, those guys, thanks for being on Sunny Across Central Florida.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.